morning, everybody, on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm here this morning at the new home of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. It's a beautiful theater that has been designed to replicate, to some extent, the Globe Theater, where the Bard himself held forth in Elizabethan England. Tonight, the company gives its first performance in this new home on Calvert Street in what used to be the Mercantile Trust and Deposit Company building. It's at the corner of Calvert and Redwood in downtown Baltimore. Tonight's audience will comprise company members and local theater professionals. Tomorrow night, Chesapeake Shakespeare opens its doors to the public with a performance and gala celebrating this milestone for the 12-year-old company. On Sunday, the company will have a family festival with tours of the theater and a chance to meet the actors in their inaugural production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm joined today by Ian Gallagher, the company's founding artistic director, and Leslie Malin, the managing director, who also appears as an actor in some productions. Welcome to you both, and congratulations. So, Ian, what is this theater from the perspective of a director, perspective of an actor? We're sitting here right on the stage here in this beautiful, beautiful new space. What's it going to mean for the work of the people in the productions?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, it's not only exciting to build a new theater, but it's exciting to build one that's custom-made for the aesthetic of our company. And one of the things that's most important to us is that we see theater as a shared experience. It's not just artists on one side of the room and audience on the other side of the room, but it's something that we're in the same room together. And you cannot hide from, audiences can't hide from each other even in this room. It is a building built to share theater with artists and audience members.
And so, Leslie, your perspective as a managing director is one hat you wear. You've also, of course, been on stage, but put yourself in the hat of a person sitting in the audience. What is the experience for the audience going to be, and how will it differ perhaps from other theaters that folks are used to, or certainly from your former digs at various places where you performed?
Well, we hope it'll be a really fun experience for people. People love informality when they're outside, and we're hoping to bring that kind of relaxed atmosphere indoors as well, so that people feel free to get up and move around during the production. One of the exciting things is that the lights are on during the performance. The audience is lit as well through much of it, so you can watch the folks on the other side of the room enjoying the show at the same time as you are. So it's a very communal, warm, intimate experience.
And so, Ian, as a director, I mean, you're directing this first show in the inaugural season here in the new theater. When you've got the audience lit, when the audience really is, you know, visible to the actors, I mean, sometimes when you're on a stage, the lights are such that you can't see anybody. You know there's somebody out there. You hear the applause at the end of the show, but you're not seeing them. How does that affect the people's approach to the roles and people's approach to the work?
Well, you know, these plays are written in such a way that that the characters are often aware of the fact that they're in a play. They talk about it, certainly in prologues in the plays, they talk about them being in a play. So that, and obviously too, Shakespeare has a lot of direct address. It's a term we use when actors or characters address the audience directly. So these plays are built for that kind of relationship. And it actually makes it, I think, the production stronger.
And so, Leslie, you've obviously taken a lot of care, done a lot of research, tried to figure out what it is you wanted in this theater. We mentioned the Globe Theater in London as a kind of an inspiration. What sorts of research did you do? What sorts of thinking and what kinds of calculations were you making as you decided the elements that you wanted to include here in the new building?
Well, honestly, one of the best things for Ian and me is that we belong to the Shakespeare Theatre Association, which is an international association of professional Shakespeare theaters. And so we have, every year we go to a different Shakespeare company and go to a different theater. So we've been to the Globe with a lot of other Shakespeare professionals, and we've been to Shakespeare and Company, we've been to Colorado, we've been to the American Shakespeare Center. So going to all of these different theaters, we've managed to pick and choose a little bit about I don't want that, we're not going to do that, we've got to have that. As a matter of fact, our seats came from sitting in Shakespeare and Company's beautiful theater in Massachusetts, and these are bench seats, they're cushioned, they're ergonomically designed, and as soon as Ian and I sat down in them, and this was 6 years ago, I said, when we have our own theater, I want these seats. And yes, we have these seats.
And so, Ian, you obviously, in addition to really comfy seats, and I can confirm what Leslie is contending here, because I'm sitting in one right now, and it really is comfy. But you also have a number of other you have access to a number of other rooms and spaces that you haven't had access to when you've been doing your performances, for example, in the summer where you work at the Patuxent Female Institute, or you're outside. Obviously, you've got some things here that you never had access to outside.
Yeah, for instance, indoor plumbing, which is good. outdoors, we were using portalettes. You know, we didn't have dressing rooms. The actors dressed in either tents, or we had sort of these containers, you know, metal containers they would dress in. Of course, we decorate them with Christmas lights to make it a little jollier, but nothing compares with actual indoor dressing rooms and showers. Can you imagine that? Yeah. It all feels like quite a luxury to us.
I know as a performer, you know, sometimes you play rooms that are pretty sort of down in the dumps and seedy and kind of crazy. And other times you play auditoriums and rooms that are, you know, fully modernized and really a pleasure to be in. And there's a different vibe for all of the performers. I know in the music and, you know, the chorus, the orchestra feels differently when we're playing the Kennedy Center than we do when we're playing an abandoned high school and, you know, in a rural area. The audiences are great in both places, but it does change the molecular structure of the room, doesn't it, to be in a new surrounding.
Yeah, it sure does. And one of the things I guess I was surprised to see, or it was unexpected anyways, you know, generally our actors and artists come to rehearsals ready to work and eager to be a part of the collaborative. But in, you know, these kind of difficult spaces, they kind of show up and ready to work and sort of, I don't know, almost brace themselves for the work. Here, what I found is that the artists are coming in much earlier, like sometimes as much as an hour before rehearsal. And the attitude about them coming into the space is completely different. It makes them feel like what they can contribute is, I don't know, sort of treasured or valued more. And that was extraordinary to me. And I'm really happy to be around that vibe, as you put it.
Ian Gallagher is the founding artistic director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. He's here with me this morning along with Leslie Malin, the managing director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. They'll open their doors to the public tomorrow night for their first gala performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall here at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Theater at the corner of Redwood and Calvert in downtown Baltimore. So, Leslie, the Baltimore Shakespeare Theater was an established group, although certainly had its troubles during its history, and it finally was not able to sustain itself. You saw that as an opportunity, I guess, to move your operation from Ellicott City, where you had been based, to here in downtown Baltimore.
We did. When the Baltimore Shakespeare Festival was here, we thought, well, that would be silly to have two Shakespeare companies in the same city, and Howard County had a need for more arts, and they really embraced us over the years. But as we wanted to grow, and we kept looking for suitable indoor opportunities, we couldn't find them in Howard County. The property values are just too much. And so when the Baltimore Shakespeare Festival closed its doors, Vinnie Lancisi, for instance, said, hey, you guys ought to look in Baltimore. And a number of other people said, and we said to ourselves, you know what, let's go take a look. And we were astonished at the opportunities here. And when we walked into this space, we really fell in love with it. We knew it was the right place as soon as we walked in. And, we called our board chair and said, you got to come over. And he said, well, I guess we better get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, some folks see this as an opportunity. Obviously, you do, and you're very excited, and you've gotten a lot of support. You've been able to, you know, fund most of the costs of building this building. But there are other folks who will say, hey, look, you know, the reason the Baltimore Shakespeare Theater didn't make it is because a Shakespeare theater didn't make it. What do you think is going to be different about Chesapeake Shakespeare that will allow it to sustain itself in a way that the other Shakespeare theater wasn't able to do?
Partially luck. But that's not the real answer. The real answer, I think, is, you know, we've been growing every year for the past 12 years, and our growth has been very smart, and we've concentrated on doing it in a healthy way, so that we come into this, I think, with a lot of experience. For instance, our administrative team has been together for more than a decade. Some of our arts collaborators have been together for more than a decade. I think we come into it with a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge about not just producing Shakespeare, but also about the business side of running an organization. And I think that's going to work to our advantage. But of course, you have to make a case to people. You know, you have to say, give them a reason to come see the work. And then once they come, you have to deliver on what you've promised. So we intend to do that as well.
Certainly, the Everyman Theater, the Single Carrot Theater, both of whom have built new buildings in these last couple of years. This is the third new theater in town in as many years. Everyman 2 years ago, the Single Carrot last year, and now Chesapeake Shakespeare here this year. That's a lot of theater. Do you worry that the market is getting saturated, Leslie Malin?
I do not worry at all about the market being saturated. I think that people need live theater more than ever. They need the live arts. People are spending so much time on their little devices that they need an opportunity to be in a room together with other people experiencing something important and bigger than just what's on their cell phone. So I think that there's huge opportunities for us. And certainly, you know, as a classics theater, we're not doing anything close to what Single Carrot is doing. We're not doing what Everyman is doing. I think there's plenty of space for us, and I think that the audience in Baltimore can only grow, much as it has in Washington, D.C., where that theater community has just exploded in recent years to the point where I believe it's the second largest theater community in the country now.
So, Ian, we can hear some sirens outside. So you've made it a point to not suggest that this is going to be some soundproof room that's disconnected to the community. In fact, Shakespeare, of course, one of the great historical figures of all time, and you have really embraced the notion of the history of this building to the point where you've even won an award for preserving so many of the original architectural details in this building, which was originally a bank building.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important to us that we sort of marry the three historical eras, which is, of course, the Elizabethan period. And we've designed the stage and the theater in such a way that it resembles that geography, as it were. And also the period then when this building was built, which is the Victorian period, so 1880s here in downtown Baltimore. And it is a distinctly Baltimore building as well.
Well, Ian, congratulations. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous place, and I can't wait to be with you tomorrow night and to see the production of Midsummer Night's Dream. Congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
And Leslie, break a leg.
Thanks. We're looking forward to our big night.
Ian Gallagher is the artistic director, Leslie Malin, the managing director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. Their inaugural season in their new home starts tomorrow night with a gala performance of Shakespeare's great comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream. By the way, I misspoke earlier. I said the Patuxent Female Institute. It's the Patapsco Female Institute in Howard County. But anyway, they will continue doing performances there in the summers. But during the season, they're here in this beautiful new theater. And on Sunday, the company will host a family festival, which includes a performance and a chance to tour the theater. We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Reporting from downtown Baltimore, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR in Baltimore. You can learn more about what you've heard on our show or catch something you've missed on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. The show is produced by Matt Purdy and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers. Tom Hall is our culture editor. We have production help from Payam Agagasam and Elizabeth Sherwood. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. See you next time.